This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hello there, this is Paul O'Higgins with today's Great Invitation. The Great Invitation goes out from the Father Heart of God to every single one of us, inviting us to be reconciled to Him and restored to the realm of His love, provision, glory and life, and then to be filled with His Spirit, become partakers of His divine nature, and to become agents of His love, mercy, kindness, hope and good cheer through the work of Jesus on the cross. In today's Great Invitation, I want to speak about God's great invitation to all of us to discover our destiny and to connect with God's specific destiny for every single one of us. In today's world, there is, the sociologists tell us, there is a crisis of identity. So many people growing up in an affluent or relatively affluent culture are left strangely empty by the abundance of things. And there is, in fact, in our culture, an epidemic of suicide. People not knowing their purpose, feeling useless, unwanted, unloved, unneeded, and unimportant. And this is because they have failed to discover and to connect with their destiny in nearly every case. Now, the antidote to this is to discover our true destiny. And the gospel is not only a message inviting us to receive the remission of sins and recovery to the Father's favor, but it's also an invitation to enter into the destiny He had for us before even the foundation of the world. So in today's program, I want to go over some scriptures with you. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Also Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 to 12. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Psalm 40, verses 7 to 8, and Jeremiah 29:11. The Bible is full of God's invitation to us to discover destiny. And in Psalm 40, verse 7, it says, "Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is written in my heart." God had a written scroll for you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Paul speaks about this in Ephesians chapter 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as He chose us," that's you and me, "in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him." That is, you and I were chosen for a specific plan and purpose that God had before He even formed us, before He even formed the world. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. That is, that we should live for the assigned purpose of God and without blame before Him, having predestined, that is, having decided and planned for us to be adopted as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. Only in the scriptures you'll discover your true destiny. You'll never discover your destiny just from the secular culture around us, not from the high schools, not from the universities, but only from planning, from discovering the way, the truth and the life, the message of Jesus, the message that goes out through the body of Christ to the world, the great invitation that God has for us to discover destiny through the forgiveness of sins and then entering in to a life as an adopted son and daughter of Jesus. Your destiny and my destiny, before I was even formed in my mother's womb, before even the world existed, He knew that I would exist and that you would exist, and His destiny for me, what He in mind when He created me, was that I'd be an adopted son of God through the work of Jesus on the cross, and that you and I, no matter what messes we have made of our lives in the past, before we knew our destiny, we would now discover that destiny and return to this destiny. part of the message of repentance means to return to the true destiny that God has for us before the foundation of the world. If you discover and enter into the true destiny that God has for you, you'll never again feel like an outcast. You'll never again feel unwanted, unneeded, unloved, because you'll have entered into the realm of the Father's love, and you'll experience His love, His direction, His purpose, and His guidance right throughout your life. Seek the Lord. Seek His presence. Seek His face continually. The life that is planned without discovering or seeking God's destiny is empty and joyless and ultimately ends like ashes in your mouth. There is no true fulfillment in it. As Jesus says, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What does it profit a man if you're the most famous, the wealthiest, and you've never entered into the real destiny that God had for you, to know Him, to be loved by Him, and to enter into His eternal purposes?" And that's what happens when we receive forgiveness of sins through the atoning sacrifice. We now enter into the realm of God's plans and purposes. That's why it's so important that we should be holy and blameless, that is, dedicated to God's plans and purposes. So whether you're young or whether you're older, I urge you this year to really seek God's plans and purposes. Say, "Lord, is there anything you want me to do?" Now, first of all, we have to discover what He wants us to be. He wants us to live as His beloved sons and daughters, and then to walk in the way of love, in the way we express ourselves in our family life and in our work life, and then to take our place in the body of Christ, in the team, God's great team of bringing love and light and comfort and truth and destiny to the world that often hasn't got a clue of its true destiny. So we take our place in this wonderful team that's sharing the love of God and the truth to a world that's lost its way. Because as Isaiah says, "All we like sheep had gone astray, had turned everyone to his own way." We'd all wandered away from God's script. And now we're returning back to the script that God has for us, the general script He has for all of us, to receive His love, to receive His adoption, to be restored to His care, protection, blessing, and mercy. That's the general destiny. And then the specific destiny to walk in His ways and to discover the unique assignments He has for you. I know that as you seek God the Father, and you seek Jesus' Lordship, and you ask Him to show you what He wants to do with your life, if you ask Him to show you where to go, what to do, what to be involved in, what no longer to be involved in, He will direct your path, and He will raise you up into the true destiny He had for you before the foundation of the world. It unfolds as we go, and the adventure of life to walk in the destiny and plans and purposes of God. Paul, towards the end of his ministry, in Philippians, writes this: "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, laid hold of everything, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." He's yearning, pressing in to the plans and the purpose and the calling of God. The calling of God can be your call to serve your family, your call in your work, but also there can be a spiritual calling and direction for ministry in the body of Christ, or certain assignments that are unique to you. Seek the Lord, seek His face, seek His presence continually. Paul says, "I lay a forgetting those things that lie behind." There was a time in his life when he was missing God's destiny. He was trapped in religion and going through religious rituals rather than seeking God's direction. "I forget," he says, "I'm forgetting those things that lie behind. I'm just putting that in the past sins. He was involved in the murder of Stephen. I'm putting that behind me because Jesus has taken the penalty of my sin. I'm beginning a new life now that I'm connected to the life of Jesus Christ. I'm a new creation, and I'm walking in the destiny of my new creation life." There's no self-righteousness in this. There's the receiving the life of God and that flowing in the plans and the purposes that unfolds with him as we make our home in him, as we hang in there with Jesus and hang in there with his people. Your life will become a beautiful life of being a blessing to many, many people. In Ephesians 1, verses 11 and 12, it says, "In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being destined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will." We have obtained an inheritance to walk in the plans and the purposes of God. So the world leaves us empty and dry. But when we turn to the Lord, we find something more wonderful than gaining the whole world. We discover the beautiful plans and the ways of the Lord. And this is not something just for special Christians. It's the destiny of all believers in Jesus. And one of the tragedy of things about present-day Christianity is so many people just stop at the place where they look to God for the forgiveness of sins and they receive the forgiveness of sins, but fail to make him Lord of their lives and enter the destiny, the ministry, the plans, the agendas he has for you and for me. For he's destined us to be blessed and to be a tremendous blessing to the world around us. Unless we make him complete Lord of our lives, unless we surrender ourselves to his plan, we'll never really enter into the fullness of the life of a son and daughter that he has for us. Wow, what an invitation to come to him and to enter into the fullness of destiny. Jeremiah 29:11, that wonderful passage where Jeremiah, speaking for God, says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for your welfare and not for your harm, to give you a hope and a future." This prophecy was spoken to Israel. We know that God has special plans and purposes for Israel that will never be withdrawn and will never be prevented, although they may suffer opposition. But also we can take that scripture in a personal way. God knows the plans, the purposes, the agendas, the things he wants to do with your life, both now and in eternity. Yield yourself to that plan. Say to him, "Behold, I come to do your will. I want to walk in the plans and purposes you have for me. I want to be the person you want me to be." That's the great invitation. And then our response is to say, "Yes, Lord, behold, I come to do your will. I don't want to simply follow the course of my own plans and ambitions or the course of this world. I want to know your assignments, your agenda, your direction, wherever it is you want me to go, whatever it is you want me to do." Don't think for a minute that entering into God's destiny requires that we be doing very dramatic and famous things. No, Jesus made this clear in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 27, a great verse, you might like to look it up. Jesus said, "Who is the greatest, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not the one who serves? I am among you as one who serves." So it's not the person with a big title, a big reputation, is necessarily the person of destiny. It's the person who carries out his duty of serving. When we yield ourselves to the Lord's destiny, we yield ourselves to do the ordinary things he gives us to do in our work, in our families, and to do it with a spirit of love and good cheer. That's entering into his destiny. No, your first thing is you want me to be someone loved by you and reciprocating that love and loving you back and passing it on to others. And then, Lord, within the framework of that big picture, I ask you to give me my specific assignments, whether it's right here where I live or whether it's a completely fresh direction for my life. The invitation is from God. The response is from you. We say, "Yes, Lord, behold, we come to do your will." The Great Invitation is produced by Reconciliation Outreach and made possible through the donations of listeners like you. To contact us, go to our website, reconciliationoutreach.net, and click on the contact button there, or simply write to us, Paul and Nuala O'Higgins, P.O. Box 2778, Stuart, Florida 34995. Let us know if you're enjoying these programs and if you're being blessed by them. We would love to hear from you. This is Paul O'Higgins saying goodbye for now, and may the good news be yours always.
Father's love for us, How vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Yeah. praising God today for our salvation. The one and only that points us to the Father, Yeshua Ben Elohim.
There is a name I call upon. There is a name by which I am saved. Salvation is your name. Salvation is your name. There is a
sing of your name.